Now, also this week, scientists have discovered that gene sequences can affect how you perceive or experience pain. Now, the story actually goes back a few years. It's a researcher called Jeff Woods who's based in Cambridge at the Cambridge Institute for Medical Research, and he published a paper when he went to Pakistan. He found a number of families of children, especially, who didn't appear to be able to experience pain at all. And they would do things like put their hands into boiling water. One of them even jumped off a roof to impress his friends. And they would sustain these terrible injuries, but at no time were they ever in pain. And Jeff Woods obviously realised this is quite important. There must be something that's being passed on in these families that gives them this ability, this disadvantage, you could say. So they studied the DNA of these people and they found a gene which is called SCN9A. And what this gene does is it codes for a sodium channel, a little pore, which is present on the nerve fibres called C fibres that are important for sensing pain. And in these families, this gene wasn't working properly, which is why they couldn't feel any pain. But what the researchers wondered was, well, okay, if you take the gene away or stop it working, you can't feel any pain, but could there be different forms of it in the population, meaning that different people who carry a different form of it may therefore feel pain differently from each other? So they did this intriguing study where they had 578 people who had arthritis. They asked them how bad their arthritis pain was, and they then compared their reports of how bad their pain was with X-ray images of their joints so they could work out how bad the arthritis was. And then they compared those results with whether or not these people had certain sequences of this SCN9A gene. And what they found were there were two different forms of the gene. There's one called the A form, which is quite rare, and these people tended to report worse pain for having the same amount of arthritis, and another group of people reported less pain. They had what's called the G form. So that looked interesting. They then checked that result by testing people who had backache and found exactly the same result for sciatica. And then in a third test, they actually got some female volunteers and subjected them to some painful stimuli and found that people who had the A form of this gene experience more pain than people who had the G form. And so what this is suggesting is that there are people in the population who feel pain differently based on the genes they carry.
And this is pain, it's not just senses. I mean, these people who can't feel pain can feel someone touching them, can they still? It's not. It's a different form of sense, is it?
It's specific and unique to these little C fibres, the very tiny fibres that specifically signal things like burning or anything that basically triggers pain sensations when you do something to the body. Light touch, which is tickling and just gentle stroking of the skin or ruffling someone's hair, for example, that's low threshold mechanoreceptive stimulation, and that is signalled by a different class of nerve fibres, so that still is intact. So this is very interesting. It says now you can get a handle on how the body interprets pain and maybe go ahead to test people to see what drugs would work best in them, or better still, make drugs that are specific for certain people and will therefore treat pain better in them than others, because as we're finding increasingly in medicine, genetically speaking, one size does not fit all.
Absolutely. And they always say that women don't feel as much pain as men. I wonder if they're going to find out that that is true.
Maybe they're just better at putting up with it. My wife puts up with me. I mean,
absolutely.
Says a lot, doesn't it?